Part 13, A Brand New Day. Today is a brand new day to do with as you may. You have the power to make it a high day, or with equal strength to make it a cry day. The power lies in what you say, allowing our Lord to make a way. Our thoughts, when spoken, can create encouragement, or with equal strength, discouragement. At the end of the day, you cannot say, "This is not what I meant." When looking back, you notice how your quiet time was spent. You have the power to turn that impossible mountain into the most generous flowing fountain. Whether the needs are spiritual, financial, or physical, your blessings you can begin counting when you speak those words of faith without doubting. The spirits of both sides travel on the words you speak, launching their marching orders to what they seek. You must keep the abundance of the heart flowing pure, because this regulates the words that bring the cure. By meditating continually on God's word, this is done, and bowing your head in prayer, all battles are won. This is not as difficult as it may sound to be in control of causing God's promises to abound. By the daily renewing of your mind, the invisible becomes visible, you will find. You soon become a complete new creature, as your abundant living is now a normal feature. This is what you need to carry you through to your real home way beyond the blue. Many times our spiritual hearts fail to bring the crop to fruition because of the spirit of fear. Luke 21 verse 26 tells us that men's hearts are failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. We need not fear or worry about things now or coming in the future, as His perfect love fights the spiritual battle for us. When we have the mind of Christ living on the inside and establishing our thoughts, He takes over the fight. 1 John 4:18 tells us that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And also in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Perfect love is the Spirit of God, as God is love. When we submit our all to Him, He takes over and casts out the demon spirit of fear. Both these powers are at work fighting for your response from the input of their thoughts. We just stay with Him, His Word, and watch the spirit of fear vanish. His Spirit will cast out the demon spirit of fear. We need Him to discern the spirits, as they are so close that they would deceive His very elect without His discernment. Hebrews 4 and verse 12 tells us that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The only absolute that cannot be deceived is God's perfect word. It is so impenetrable it can split the supernatural thoughts that can deceive the believer. We need His mind guiding us, as we do not have the ability to make a spiritual application with a carnal mind. This scripture gives us the assurance that God separates life-giving decisions from the ones that lead to death. He separates the soul and the spirit. Our soul needs the Spirit of God for salvation. And as we learn from Ezekiel, we can be deceived with only the new spirit God gave us, still not having His spirit in the very center of our new spirit. A new spirit brings us closer, but we can only totally obey His commandments when His life takes over ours. And this two-edged sword, the Word of God, separates the joints and the marrow. Joints are bones that, without the marrow, have no life. The marrow is the soft, liquid substance that has life and allows the joints to move. We have confidence in Him to separate the thoughts and intents of our hearts. We must always check way down deep what our motives are before making any choices. It must be pure. Remember, God's love always comes with a divine purpose working toward redemption. We can count on Him daily, as Israel counted on Him daily in the Old Testament for the manna from heaven for their sustenance. The manna then was Christ. Now it is still Christ, providing fresh manna every day of our lives. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. The end of the Bible informs us we have the victory and have overcome the enemy. What a God we serve. He already knows the outcome of this spiritual war and how we will spend eternity praising him. Revelation 12, verse 11 tells us that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The word of God, called the Logos before the world began, was manifested in flesh thousands of years later. Without this word, we would have no hope whatsoever. His word is our everything. God's will is to have his word manifested in our flesh to accomplish his purpose on the earth. Revelation 13:8, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. We can only overcome by the blood Jesus Christ shed at Calvary. It is the only way man and God can be reconciled together again. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. When we submit our minds to Christ, he fills them with his word. This drops to our hearts as truth, and we speak his words with our mouths. We become consumed with him and literally live the word that he is speaking through us. It is no longer just reading the written word. Now the very life of Christ is living in us, making us the living word. He thinks with our minds, talks with our mouths, and we walk where he directs our feet, all backed by the written word. All his promises and benefits are ours, as it is his mind speaking supernatural things. The faith of God makes us believe them. Faith is not believing God can, but believing God will. 3 John 1 verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. This is not positive thinking which comes on the outside with the carnal mind. This is positive believing that comes from the inside, which literally becomes a part of your existence. All doubts and fears become something foreign, never to be entertained, but immediately cast down. We need not fear, as God's word tells us we are the victors. He is the armor inside of us, on the inner man, that cannot be defeated. He tells us in Matthew 16:18 that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates are the most powerful rulers of Satan's kingdom, but they are already defeated. We just walk the victory by our testimony, the word of God being spoken by a tongue that is now tamed. The mind of Christ occupying our command center pulls us away from the desires of worldly things. We are a new creation with no more desires of worldly things. Christ took up residence and cleaned house by casting out those spirits with perfect love. When they were cast out, the desires went with them. The mind of Christ occupying our command center pulls us from the desires of the world. His purpose and desires become our lives and our standard, which can never be lowered. Satan's power to tempt us grows ineffective. God's standard can never be lowered, as he is the God who cannot change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He paid the price of our redemption with his own blood at Calvary. We count it the highest honor to be called by him and take the stand for him. Ephesians 6, verse 13 says, Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The scripture tells us to simply stand after we have put on the full armor of God. A true story that happened in the Civil War will help illustrate how to stand. A Union company was fighting a fierce battle to take a strategic hill from the Confederacy. After making progress halfway up the hill, the weary soldiers became discouraged by the constant barrage and began to retreat back down the hill. They noticed a stand bearer who carried the company flag refused to fall back. A stand bearer's job is to hold the flag over the territory occupied by his army. Bring the standard down to us, shouted the young man's cohorts. But despite the fact that cannons were exploding all around him, this courageous soldier was unwilling to yield even one inch. He called back, No, you come up to where the standard is. Inspired by the bravery of the stand bearer, the Yankees renewed their efforts and took the hill. We are all called to be stand bearers in God's victorious army. We cannot reach this dying world by lowering the standards to its level. God has called us and is protecting us with himself to bravely come and hold his standard. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. When we have done everything possible and are standing at our post of duty, we can sing praises unto Him who has called us to the great victorious army of God. We will fight for His purpose with all we now have, since He is in us. Rest assured, He will not forsake us, and we will be victorious every time, as we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16.